tease from Donald Trump. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida.
The former president with a comment during a rally tonight for Ohio Senate candidate J.D. Vance. Trump has been hinting around about his plans to run again, saying yesterday, "I will probably have to do it again, but stay tuned." J.D. Vance going after the president's border policies.
What Joe Biden and Tim Ryan have allowed these people to do is devastating, it is dangerous, and it needs to stop. It's going to stop as soon as we take back the Senate, take back the House, and stop Joe Biden's disastrous border policy.
And Vance slammed the president for going to other countries for oil when he says we have plenty of it here. President Biden back at the White House after campaigning in Maryland this evening, talking about Democrats' chances tomorrow.
I think it's going to be tough, but I think we can. I think we'll win the Senate. I think the House is tougher.
The president saying he's optimistic, but added he's always optimistic. In Georgia, there's another voting controversy as thousands of ballots are contested hours before they're counted.
More than 65,000 ballots have been challenged here in Fulton County, Georgia's most populous county. A new state law allows voters to challenge an unlimited number of ballots. Gabriel Sterling, COO of the Georgia Secretary of State's office, says some of the challenges have been taken to the extreme. He tells Fox 5 Atlanta, if voters find they've been flagged,
have your ID, vote the provisional, then answer the questions that the board and the staff may have.
Sterling says most of the challenges have been tossed out, but a few have remained.
Fox's Kernal Scott in Atlanta. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
After years of denial, a Russian businessman has admitted to interfering in U.S. elections.
Yevgeny Prigozhin, nicknamed Putin's chef because of his catering contracts with the Kremlin, has admitted to cooking up plans to manipulate elections. On a Russian social media platform, Prigozhin vowed they would continue to interfere carefully, accurately, surgically. He added, "We will remove both the kidneys and the liver at once." The entrepreneur has been accused of sponsoring so-called troll farms of social media users. The FBI is offering $250,000 for his arrest, the State Department $10 million for information about his activities. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres telling world leaders at the annual climate conference they must cooperate or perish, telling the U.S. and China in particular to work together for a world solidarity pact on climate issues. A new study finds political season stresses people out.
An American Psychological Association study found that 52% of people nationwide feel election stress is adding significantly to their day-to-day stress.
There really is a tangible difference in the atmosphere right now in the run-up time to an election.
At University of Denver psychologist Dr. Kim Gorgon, she describes how people in the October study say their behavior changed.
Barking at their kids, yelling at coworkers, having a shorter fuse with people in grocery lines.
The doctor says a way to diffuse it is by meditation, mindfulness, and deep breathing. Plus, she recommends limiting exposure to political ads. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Jimmy Kimmel gets another crack at the Oscars. The show's producers announcing Kimmel will host again his third time next March. In a statement, they said they're super excited to have Jimmy score his hat trick on the global stage. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.